they thought he'd worked hard and studied hard, and they advised him to travel. That's all they knew to do. And he got a mule that was named Jim. And he rode from Arkansas down to Brenham in South Texas on Jim. And stayed down there a year or two. But he didn't like it there. He had come through here. His first coming through here, he stayed at a family's home, which is certainly connected with Hunt County, at Wolf City. Now you get the if you can get a hold of some of the older ones. They're commerce, they're all kin. Why, they were quite friends of my daddy's. But of course these younger ones that you would talk with maybe wouldn't know too much of that, but I do. When my father first landed in Hunt County, coming from Arkansas on this Jim I'm repeating, he first came into Hunt County up near Wolf City. And that's where Hunt and Fannin County now, there's a border line right in there.
Yes, ma'am.
But he was in Hunt County and spent his first night at this and they were friends to the last day of their lives. They remained, that friendship was formed right in there. Well, all right. See, he was making his trip from this Arkansas to Brenham and stayed at this Brenham. Well, he went on then down to Brenham, I'm repeating, but he stayed a year or two down there. But it was too hot. There were too many insects in there, and he didn't like that. And he came back up in here. And then when he began teaching school, and he taught all around Wolf City and all up in here for years. And he saw that he loved the book, and he thought he'd make a doctor. And he went off to medical school 1 year. But he got to where it was too disturbing to him. He could see this land in here was not going to always be cheap. And he'd gotten some of it very cheap, he and mother. And he was married now when he went off to this medical school.
Do you know where that medical school was?
Yes, it was in St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri.
And I can show you a little trunk that he bought to go to that medical school with. I've got it right that close to my nose.
Is that right?
Yeah, that little fella back. I'll call your hand to it if you go out.
All right.
He bought that little trunk, and now he was married and had these two little boys. No, beg your pardon. Two little girls and a little boy. But he went to this medical school, but oh, he wanted to be a doctor. And he loved to read. Well, when he got at this school, then he became dissatisfied with the fact, and he got to where he couldn't rest, that he could be at home and teaching school and putting his money in that land. That's how come me with that 500 acres today.
Right.
Part of it. Not all of it, but part of it.
Yes, ma'am.
He came back home, lost his training that he had,